Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Right back at YMCA, our focus this morning, although we're going to get into an event going on in Caroline County that the Y is very involved in. Sherika Twiner with the Caroline Family YMCA here, and we're going to introduce who she brought along in just a second. But Sherika, good morning. It's good to have you here.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
I haven't seen you since the new year. You always hear about at the beginning of the year where places like the Y and others are just packed.
Yes.
With people who make New Year's resolutions. Has that been the case in Caroline?
It has been. We've seen a lot of faces return and a lot of new faces, you know, people trying to get back on track for the beginning of the new year and adapt some healthy habits. So we're great, a great place to be a part of that.
And I guess one of the big things is getting involved in having a New Year's resolution is great, but stick with it.
Yeah, and I think managing your expectations and setting realistic goals is important. I think sometimes so many people come out, you know, gangbusters, and it's just not sustainable. So, you know, that's why the Y is a great place too. I mean, we have fitness, we have the pool, we have things for your family. So we have the ability to help people just be overall active and increase their mobility.
And you can just and really when you get started in some of these things, it doesn't take long to start seeing results when you stick with it. And if you stick with it, you can by the end of this, if you stick with it for a calendar year,
yeah.
Well, if you stick with it for just even a few months, you're going to start making
strides. Yeah,
personal changes.
Yeah, I mean, something we've talked about the last few times we've been here is really just, you know, trying to do, you know, 30 minutes a day, you know, 150 minutes a week. We have a new kind of set of equipment and challenge, a Sprint 8 challenge, where it's only kind of 20 minutes every time you work out. So it's a quick way to get fitness and, you know, exert yourself. So there's a lot of ways that you can make these attainable goals.
Bobby Hebert is also here this morning. I don't need to get you into this conversation, as I was going to wait because you're going to talk a lot about the polar bear plunge in Caroline. But Bobby, you've been one who've made changes over the years. When we talk about making New Year's resolutions, you've made resolutions for years, and it can change your life.
Oh, it changes your life beyond belief. Especially working out is the thing that it's the best anti-aging pill that you can possibly get. I will tell you this. I was a high school wrestler. I could do 7 pull-ups in high school. I was proud of that. I'll turn 63 in March. I can do 25 pull-ups. I'm shocked because I'm just a nerd. I'm somebody that likes to read, to apply things, but I'm also part of the Reset Challenge, part of
yes.
the YMCA. And I'm watching other people. I go, if they can do that,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can do that. The power of curiosity, getting involved, and it resets your body. I need to be a younger man to do the things that I need to do in my life. Moving with energy, what you put in your heart, what you put in your mouth, how you move your body, and joyfully moving your body will totally transform your life. And it has transformed mine. I started 10 years ago when middle age jumped me and took my lunch money. It really did. I go, God, I put on some weight, and now here I am 20 pounds lighter, faster, stronger. I go, this is not possible. It's totally possible, and I see people do it every day.
Well, and when you were working, you did some things that I thought that a lot of us should do, of where you intentionally took time out to do some exercising.
Oh, I would, like, because I'm on the phone selling. I'm a salesman, and I'm meeting with people, but I need to fire up something besides that. I need to fire up my body's energy. So I would take 2 laps around the building, and I would stop, and I would do a set of push-ups every time. I got to the point where I'm doing 50 push-ups, and people are staying away from the front door because they go, there's something wrong with that guy.
Yeah.
In the middle of the street, in the middle of the day. But why not? And my total output, you know, I took 20 minutes a day, and I was always getting 10,000 steps, and sometimes I was getting 400 push-ups in a day. And that's just time I took. And as I was walking, I was listening to the music that fired me up.
Yeah.
Another one bites the dust. And I go, yes, this is what life all about, firing up your body.
Well, and like you say, what goes in is so important too. And you made some real big changes, but you see some results.
Oh, it's when I start. I'm doing something now intentionally. I'm taking a picture of everything I eat before I eat and putting it out. I'm 100 whole food meals. I want to eat. If God made it, if I can pick it, if I can hunt it, if I can pluck it, I am going to eat it. But if it comes in a can, if it comes out of a window, if it comes in a box, I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to do that for 100 meals. Because I think, hey, wait a minute, am I at the pinnacle of my health? No, maybe I'm just a white belt. Maybe I'll get to, it's the kind of fun stuff. And if I put it on my Facebook, then you know I'm walking my talk.
You're accountable.
And those are so much of the things, Sharika, we talk about when you come in, and these are the kinds of things that you come in, especially the accountable part.
Yes.
When you can come into the why, and you've got people either coming into the why, or even the different challenges that you do on Facebook are great, because you can be held accountable.
Yeah, it's great. You can have a buddy or a whole community online, like Bobby said, the Reset community, and it's just a way to celebrate your successes, also to let people know when you failed and you're kind of feeling a little low. And you'd be surprised how many people reach out and say, you know what, this is what I'm doing, you can do it, this is how I've changed. And having a community of people like that online or at the Y is one of the tips, I think, to success.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you get to do things with people that are not necessarily your age. I love this. You know, when I perform in the summer at the Ren Fair, all my castmates are college kids. Because why? Because it's 100 degrees out there and I can go 8 hours dancing and singing just like them. And so I said, for a short time, my God has allowed me to be a young man on this field.
Yeah.
Because I invested 20 minutes doing push-ups and doing steps. I made the investment, and now I get to spend like a millionaire out in the summer sun with the people a third my age. You can't beat that.
No, no. Sharika, the Community Day is this Saturday for the Rappahannock Area YMCA. All of the Ys.
It's just in Caroline.
Oh, it's just in Caroline.
So Caroline,
on Saturday,
we're doing something specific.
Okay.
February 5th. It's a Community Day, so the Y is open for free to anyone from Caroline County. Really, just trying to get people aware of the great things that we have there: the pool, the fitness center, some of our group fitness classes. So we're inviting anyone to come in and visit us, and we're also doing a membership special that if you come in, you get 50% off for the next 3 months at the Caroline Y. So come join us, and it's cold outside. Kids love the pool. It's very heated and warm, and you can check out some of the fitness equipment we have there as well.
What a great chance to see. And the Caroline Y is just a spectacular place. If you're in Caroline County or nearby, you ought to check it out, because you've got some really good programs and just a facility that's just – still, it's sparkly new.
Yes, it is. We are so fortunate that we have a team that takes great care of the building, and we were fortunate enough during COVID when we shut down briefly to kind of repaint, reinvest into the facility to make it nice and bright. Great cleaning protocols and things to keep people safe during COVID. We have state-of-the-art fitness equipment, 2 swimming pools. We're going to have gymnastics going on and Sabocto for our little friends, Tiny Tiger. So we've got a busy day on Saturday.
Again, it's a Community Day this Saturday at the Caroline Y. And if you need more information, just go to family-ymca.org and click on the Caroline Family Y and get all the information. Quick break. We're going to come back and talk about the Polar Bear Plunge in Caroline County. It is a great event. It is taking place a week from Saturday, and we are going to talk all about it and how you can get involved too. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun. Visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Rappahannock Area YMCA, our focus this morning, Sharika Twiner with the Caroline Family YMCA, and she's brought along Bobby Hebert, who is involved with the Y, but also the Polar Bear Plunge in Caroline County, and that is taking place a week from Saturday. And Bobby, I first met you, I think 3 years ago at the Polar Bear Plunge. I went to cover it, took pictures, and there was this guy who was an MC who just stood out. And I said, who is that guy?
Yeah, they've asked me a number of years ago. They said, hey, are you willing to get on the mic and do a polar bear plunge? I said, why not? And I've started doing it, and it really is one of the highlights. Every year I come up with a character. Now, you've given away my secret identity, but now you can no longer recognize me because I have taken off my glasses. That's right, Ted Schubel. You have no idea.
Who's here?
That Bobby Hebert actually is Captain Cold. And I'm calling all the heroes that want, again, to ignite charity. You're going to plunge into that cold water in Caroline County, and you're going to electrify. You're going to electrify the county. And I'm here to tell you, Captain Cold is waiting for you on February 12th. Yeah, that's what I've become, Captain Cold. That's your series. Where are you at? I can't see you. I'm not wearing my glasses. I have no idea.
Sharika, this is an event that raises money, and a lot of money, for nonprofits in Caroline County.
Yes. We are so fortunate for all of the organizations. Last year, we raised $28,000. The year prior, we raised $36,000. And it's really made up of a ton of organizations that get plungers, get involved. We have Wright's Chapel, United Methodist Church, the Annunciation Catholic Church, Rehoboth United Methodist Church, the Caroline YMCA, Caroline's Promise, Ladysmith Volunteer Fire Department, Bowling Green Baptist Church, A Tale to Be Told, and Young Life. So all of these organizations have their own specific cause that they plunge for. I know St. Mary's, I believe, is their food pantry. The YMCA's is Bright Beginnings. And it's just a great event because all of the funds that are raised stay in Caroline County and help our constituents in one way or another.
It is a great community activity.
Yes.
And Bobby helps create just a terrific...
It's a vibe.
It is.
Yeah. If you've never been, there's music, there's costume contests, there's conversation. It's just a way for us all to get out on a freezing cold morning, have fellowship, activities, entertainment, and just celebrate all of the goodness that is in Caroline County and what we can do to help other people. Since COVID, we have tweaked it a little bit. So some of the organizations, we've go into phases.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have three groups this year, just as we did last year, just to be mindful of the number of people and to keep everyone safe. But when things return back to normal, as it has in the past, it's one big group of people just celebrating all of the kindness in Caroline County.
Can you really celebrate when it's this cold and the water is that cold?
The water temperature is predicted to be 79 degrees. Yes,
yes.
That's 79 degrees.
Yes. In the world of...
That's right. Captain Cold Captain has the Cold. Power to lie. I am
yes.
licensed to lie. I can do this now.
Once
they give you a microphone,
lie.
And your microphone in this studio works the same way.
It does the same way. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah. Did I say 79? Oh, I got the numbers backwards. It's 97 degrees, folks. It's practically a hot tub if you're not jumping into Lake Landor. You're foolish. You're missing out on all the intense pleasure.
There are people in costumes. There are people of all ages.
Yes, yes. All walks of life. There's, ages, costumes. There's a contest. We were fortunate enough to win it last year. My daughter won. She made us all... Clorox wipes, hand sanitizer, and there was one other as a result of COVID. So she made us all costumes. So you have whatever theme you'd like. People are so creative, and it gives our youth a chance to be involved in something that's great for their community.
I have been there for the last couple of years taking pictures and doing that kind of thing. But this year, I will be actually plunging.
Yes.
And it's because of you, Sharika.
It is because of me. I thank you so much for your support of the YMCA.
She came to me in early part of December and said, would you be interested in doing this for the Y? I said, well, I wish I could, but I've got another commitment that day. And then the date was changed.
Yes.
And... She is holding me to my word.
Sharika can move heaven and earth. She showed up at your door like Ed McMahon with a giant ice
yes.
cube going, here you go. But listen to me, Ted Schubel. You are joining the pantheon of heroes.
Yes.
In fact, we have gone to incredible expense for a gift I'm about to give you
yes.
now that comes from the very top.
What is this?
Yes.
We want you to wear this because
you are now one of the heroes. Yes.
You're a superhero.
It is
for
a superhero.
Yes. This is an Avengers pin.
Yeah.
I got that from Tony Stark, and he wants you to know he loves you 3,000.
Yes.
And so, that's very sentimental because somebody might die when they jump in the cold water. It's not going to be you. No,
yeah.
It's going to be fantastic. You are now a member of the Caroline County Avengers.
Yes.
Wow.
Welcome.
So I will cherish this, and I guess I wear it that day, and
clothing and a bathing suit at least.
Yes,
this is
at minimum.
PG rated event.
Yes. Have something warm to put on afterwards. You know, there's bonfire and everything. But, you know, with your superhero strength, you won't need it, I'm sure.
I never had any intention of participating in just because Lake Landor just looks so cold
the
in February.
Back, my friend. 2 years ago, COVID hit. Thanos snapped his finger.
Yeah.
And half of our lives disappeared. But let me tell you, man, the heroes are back this year. You're going to see them at Lake Landor.
Yeah.
The supporters that are going to be cheering, the people jumping into the water, the community, the heroes are back. Come on, dress as a hero.
It was interesting last year because there was a pretty good sized amount of people that both plunged and were there to view it, and we hadn't had many things, and so it was one of the first events that I remember actually covering.
Yes, and this year, in talking to Jeff Black, we have more plungers this year than we've ever had. So, like you said, the heroes are back. People are coming out strong, and it's going to be in a safe manner, and we're so excited.
Well, and I would think just for all the different nonprofits, and you can speak with the Y, that I mean, you all seem to have a really good time doing it. And
yes.
You're all uncomfortable, but making a memory.
And it's a way to team build. You know, it's mm-hmm. definitely something that as a team we can go out. We've been fortunate enough to be winners of the plungers in years past, so you get like a little trophy. But it's a great way for the team to understand what you're doing for the community. Like I said, the Bright Beginnings program is where we're able to take children back to school shopping for clothes and a backpack. So, you know, it starts with fundraising. So for the team to get in on that level and then volunteer to partner with a child, it's just a great way. And I know, like I said, I know a lot of the churches do food pantries. So during this time, people are in desperate need. So it's just a great way to help the constituents of Caroline County.
100% goes back into the community.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, wow, this is so powerful to watch it go into the community. And it's not waiting for a hero. It's becoming the hero that saves your family, that saves your community. And that's the thing. Every time we've done this in years past, at the end of the day, when we all meet after the shore and everybody's jumped, everybody is filled with that kind of elation. I'm thinking, this is the real gift. It's wonderful to raise $30,000 or $40,000, mm-hmm. but the real gift is to know that people filled with love live in your community. You just need to meet them.
And it's cold outside, but it's really not that cold. It really is a sense of warmth and just camaraderie when you're out there. And I am the coldest person, like two-layer kind of girl, you know, cold. But it is just a day that even when you're out there, you never really think about the cold.
Well, I don't, because we're going to have a dance challenge this year.
A dance challenge.
Well, Bobby was getting ready for it this weekend because
we do a dance off.
He had a you had a Facebook posting of and I don't know, I can't remember how long you see, you were up like for 15 minutes or something.
Oh, yeah, I do cold.
Without a shirt.
Yeah, cold exposure. Yeah, my poor neighbors. What's that crazy old dude doing? No,
right.
I go out there every day because I've been doing Wim Hof breathing. And Wim Hof breathing also has cold exposure. So I've been taking cold showers for years. And then we lost power for 7 days and I didn't have any water in my house. I said, why don't I just go out in the cold? And I've been, you know, this has been increasing my circulation. So I'm always experimenting. This is one of the things I've been experimenting with is cold therapy. And actually, I really do believe it's one of the keys to vitality.
Yeah. Well,
and or brain damage. I have no idea.
We're still trying to figure that out. You mentioned it just a second ago, Bobby, but just what this does to the for the nonprofits, and especially in these times, everybody's taking a hit.
Yeah.
And this is something that not only helps bring the community together, but provides some needed funding.
Right. And helping out your community, something like this, one day I go, this is extraordinary. I thought last year, you know, because we had skipped a year, and then we come back, and I go, 28,000? Is that even possible? It blows your paradigm to see what is possible. And it let me know that we were not defeated. And that's why this year, when they said, hey, we're going to, you know, I don't care if we got to do 3 sections, we got to do 5 sections, we'll probably have a Facebook Live. No, we have adapted. Survival of the fittest. People always get Darwin wrong. It's not survival of the strongest. It is the adaptation response. Can we move? Can we shift together? Can we learn to hunt a new way? We have, and the community is going to do it this year.
It's great for Caroline. I mean, just to be there, and I mean, you just feel like there's nothing like it. There really is nothing, and you just feel like a community like this that's developing and has been developed in Caroline is pretty special.
Yeah, I think it's been going on since 2006. Jeff said so. You know, we've had quite a few years to get it right, and every year the group becomes more diverse, like you said, young, old. Different ethnicities, and it's great just to provide a place for everyone in Caroline County to come together under the same umbrella of doing good and benefiting our community. It's probably one of the largest fundraising events in the county, I would say. You know, typically the county administrator, Mr. Coley, is our DJ.
I was going to say that. He does that.
Yeah, he does that for us. And so, like I said, you just have all walks of life that come together. We have guest judges. You know, typically we have someone from the school system. So we're, you know, always inviting people out. So it's great just to bring everyone from different aspects of government, community, and businesses together.
If someone wants to get involved in this, what's the best way to do
that?
The
best way to do that, they can swing by the Y and pick up a packet, or they can go on the Ruertons website, and there is a Google Doc that you can fill out. The minimum requirement to plunge is $25. early on, if you had registered previously with $100, you would receive a T-shirt. So that's something to keep in mind for next year. But really, it's just going on to the Ruertons website and filling out the packet, and then come join us. The first round will start at 10 o'clock on Saturday, and then we have two other rounds that follow.
You said just a couple of minutes ago, Sharika, and I quote you, it's not that cold. I will remind you of that on the 12th after I have been in.
Yes. I mean, we've had some days where the weather has been beautiful. I mean, relatively speaking for February.
You sure.
know, anytime that it's sunny and I would say 30, 40, 50, it's been great. We've had other days where we've had to break some ice, and it's been not so beautiful, but you know, whatever it is, we kind of adapt, like Bobby said, and you get in, you get out, and have all your fun before, because once you run out, the crowd disperses and it's hard to believe anybody was ever there.
And the music is great. They're always doing ice theme music. Ice
yes.
baby.
Yes.
One of my favorite memories, one year that I knew they were opening with Let It Go.
Yes.
And I threw on a blonde wig and started singing Let It Go. And the face of this little girl looking at me, I realized, oh, I'm causing horrible trauma here.
I think so.
Walking around with my Elsa wig singing Let It Go. And I'm not promising something like that.
That won't happen
again this year. This is an alternate reality, my friend. This is a Brigadoon that rises from the cold every year. You've got to enter this alternate reality, this multiverse of, good gosh, what would you call it? Heartfelt generosity.
Yeah.
It's a multiverse of heartfelt, and I'm inviting everybody, you come on out there, just check it out.
Yeah.
Once you're there, you're going to go, I want to be a part of this community, part of this madness.
It's at Lake Landor in Caroline County, and it starts at, if the first plungers go in at 10, is it about?
I would say you can kind of come at 9:30 to get registered, get checked in, turn in your paperwork,
okay.
And then we plunge at 10, and then there's a few minutes break for that group to leave, and then the next group comes in. So I think the next one is, I don't know the exact times. Do you have those on there?
Wait a minute. No, I didn't bring the second plunge. It's going to be, because we got to do a 10 o'clock, and then it's going to be like 10:55.
And then 11.
So between that, we're going to be having
costumes.
Costume contest. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be telling people, hey, who won the individual awards for raising funds
the most money.
We know them, and we'll announce the overall winner at the end. But the pre-show, I will be... There might be some dance challenges. I will be interviewing people. I will be checking out people's costumes. I will be just walking around the crowd, and we're going to have a blast during the preset. Just come on out around 9:30.
So I agreed to plunge, but I didn't agree to do a costume. Is that going to be okay with you?
Well, that is. So normally it would not be. But again, my costume designer daughter is going to be tied up with basketball.
Okay. And so I can just plunge.
Yes. And our team has grown exponentially this year. So I'm excited. I think last year we had had 3 plungers. This year we have 7. So I'm excited. So this year we're going to kind of back off on the costumes a little bit. So you do get a pass on that.
Okay. I should mention that the Bobby Hebert is here this morning wearing a polar bear hat. And
this is not for the polar bear plunge. I wear this 24/7.
I was afraid of that.
You were afraid of that?
I was afraid of that. I'm not surprised.
There's nothing about this. This is not my real personality. No, my daughter bought this for me 1 year. I said, oh, man, this is the sweetest thing ever, my polar bear hat. So
it fits. It works.
But I will be wearing Captain Cold's costume when you come out and see me at the polar bear plunge.
Can't wait to see that.
And some of you may recognize that costume from another time and place. I've taken it and adapted it.
Yes.
Bobby, I should mention, has been here before with the Renaissance Fair, and I'm sure we'll be doing a show or two on that when that comes about. And also, we've done some terrific videos the last couple of years. You're the brains behind Window Wonderland at Christmas time downtown, all the riddles.
Right. I started doing that 11 years ago, and I've just retired. And so now I'm working on some riddle books, and I'm also working on some games, because I found that, you know, riddles are fun, but you can actually turn them into a teaching modality. So when I've put together a deck of cards for English Lit, because I was an old, and this is what I'm doing now, is I'm trying to use the power of poetry to teach people.
We need a quick break. I have totally lost track of time, and we are just way out of time here for this segment, and we're going to continue on. Sharika Twiner with the Caroline Family YMCA here, along with Bobby Hebert. We're talking Y stuff, and we're talking polar bear plunge stuff in Caroline County. Family-YMCA.org for all kinds of information. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:35.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Rep Panic YMCA, our focus this morning, and the polar bear plunge in Caroline County. Sharika Twiner here from the Caroline Y, along with Bobby Hebert. Family-YMCA.org to find out more about all the Y programs. I want to get into a few more things about the plunge before we get out of here. But a couple of things, Sharika, with the start of the new year. And I think in February, is February the start of the Lean Challenge, or is that already going on?
Yes, we are doing the Lean Challenge across our association in February. You can check out our websites to see the differing offerings for each branch. And the Lean program is a great program that educates you on health, eating, fitness. It also has a fitness component. And so it's the span of time that you work with a group of individuals to work towards your fitness goals.
So check that out. And that is a February thing. But boy, there really are the why you've got there are a whole bunch of programs or a whole bunch of things on you. You've got a YouTube channel.
Yes.
Where there's all kinds of great information.
Yeah, so we have a YouTube channel that highlights some of the videos that we have based on the groups that you'd like to be involved in. There's great clips of our active older adult community that do our aquatics fitness. We have a pickleball community. We have clinics and leagues for our young children. We have before and after school care programs. We have summer camps. We have spring break camps. So each video just kind of highlights what area you might be interested in and lets you know what our facilities look like to kind of give you a level of comfort. I know sometimes people before entering a place, especially now during COVID, you need that visual to kind of let you know what to expect before you go to an environment. So that's a great place to get that information, as well as our website. You can go and click on any of our branches and it'll have information there as well.
And so many branches have so many different kinds of programs, because I know there's like a Parkinson's group at the Massad branch, and the Spotsylvania Y's got things going on, the Reisner branch.
We have enhanced fitness. So we also have sensory swim time. So every branch has something special. And then we all share some of the same common interests. Ron Reisner branch, they've just done a wonderful expansion there. So we have new racquetball courts, cycling room, hot tub and sauna, and new adult showers. So if you get a chance, go by our Ron Reisner branch to look at all of the new stuff there as well.
Now, yeah, the Rosner branch, all of that new stuff is just, there's some stuff there that you just don't see in other places around here.
Yeah, it's state of the art. Alicia and her team have done a great job remodeling that area and showing members the benefit. Angie Williams is their wellness manager. She is incredible. She also helps with our race series. So that team there has done a wonderful job. So if you get a chance, stop by and check out their state-of-the-art equipment.
Plus, around some of the Ys, there's a great trail system and just all kinds of health-related stuff if you're looking to do things.
Massett has the trail system. We also have our free tennis academy at Massett. So you have some of my friends actually in Caroline are going up to Massett or taking their children for tennis lessons. And we've talked about bringing some of the tennis academy benefits to Caroline County to the children in Caroline, as we recognize that Fredericksburg is a bit of a drive for family. So I'm looking forward to working with Devlin and the tennis academy to get those benefits in Caroline in the summer.
And again, Community Day for the Caroline Y is this coming Saturday, the 5th.
Yep, the 5th. Our branch is open from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. So again, stop in and check out some of the classes. You can observe our gymnastics, our Tiny Tigers martial arts class, take some time in the warm pool, and take some group fitness classes.
Warm pool, warm water, as we talk about a polar bear plunge. It just sounds better and better. One of the things that the money raised that the Caroline that the Caroline Y team will use your money for is the Bright Beginnings program.
Yes, Bright Beginnings. All of our locations are fortunate enough to sponsor this event every year. We in Caroline, we take about 40 to 50 children back to school shopping. We typically work with the school system and our partnership to bus the children down to the Walmart in Ashland, and we spend time with each child individually. They get a shopping buddy, and they get to pick out their own clothes, their own shoes, their own undergarments to give them a sense of inclusion and empowerment to start the school year. Then they also get a backpack full of supplies. So again, it lets them start school with their own choices that they've made, feel confident in their new clothes, and just something that simple can set a child up for success for the school year.
It's a great program. I've seen it at all the branches of how you do it. And boy, those kids are just—they're just so enthralled, and you know, like you said, it gets the school year off to good. And it's a lot of times it's things that we all just take for granted.
Yes, it is, and it gives them time to spend one-on-one time. Again, making their own choices, we work with them on the amounts that they have to spend, so budgeting and math. So it's really just an experience and a way to engage with the child. You can have lunch with them, sit down and talk with them, and it really just lets them tell you what they're excited about for school. You can share some of your school stories. So it's just a building block to set them up for success.
And again, if as we talk about the polar bear plunge in Caroline County next weekend on the 12th, even if you're not interested in plunging, you can support one of these nonprofits, and if you support the Y, you're going to help Bright Beginnings. If you support any of these other nonprofits, you're going to help the work that they do.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I believe St. Mary's is their food bank.
Yeah.
Wright's Chapel has several outreach programs in the community, a ministry where they work with our motels in Caroline County down at Carmel Church the first Sunday of the month. They also do, they cut wood and take it to people during this time of need, the Lumberjacks. So there's a lot of direct impact on our community, and you know, clothes, food, warmth. It looks all different, but each organization directly impacts Caroline County.
And boy, Bobby, just the fact that Caroline County is able to pull this kind of thing off, and just we've talked about it, just the community aspect. Caroline's a special place.
Yeah, and here's what I've learned over the years. You know, for years I was in the newspaper, and I'm always curious about things. It's the one thing that I'm really grateful for about my personality. Things are always interesting. And what I found is we always think that the interesting people, the real movers and shakers, they live off in some other land. And here's what I've learned in many years. There are neighbors. You know, I one time went over to my neighbor, found out he was a world-renowned paleontologist living right next door.
Yeah.
You know, and not just, you know, for the amazing things they might do that would be seen as accomplishments for, you know, academic things or world fame, but locally, people are doing things. You know, you find out your neighbors are involved in charities, you know, and building things like this. You know, I was part of the group back in 84 that created the Caroline Humane Society. it was local people doing things like this, and just neighbors, just people showing up for an event like this. What we don't know is where this event will lead to, because I guarantee you there's going to be people out there with, you know, that have their imagination sparked by what they see with this generosity in an event, and they'll meet somebody else, and those two forces will come together, and it could lead to something else, because anytime you get a group of people together committed to make something good happen, new ideas come crashing through that portal. Yeah. And that's what I believe is going to happen, because you learn about this. This actually is about the growth of your community and the growth of ideas and the growth of possibilities. Yeah. And it happens right, you know, it's not in some far off land. You don't have to go to a YouTube channel or a satellite dish. It's happening right here. And that's the fun part. Yeah. That's one of the reasons you ought to come to something like this and go, what is this going to spark in my imagination? Yeah.
And I think too that so many young children are involved in it. You know, like I said, my daughter normally plunges. We have several other youth that plunge. And I hope that these memories of them doing this in their youth will spark, like you said, as you know, take them into adulthood and know that you can be a part of something, and look back on the polar bear plunge as something to give them an idea as they grow as adults. I know Caroline's Promise is heavily involved, and that's a charity that does so many good things for our youth in the community, provides them volunteer opportunities, coats, food. So again, all of these youth that see us as adults and see us giving our time and our warmth to help other people, I hope that it carries on with them in adulthood as well.
No, I was just going to say that. You said it well, that you just don't know kids when as they grow up and go to their communities and talk about this kind of thing. We did that in Caroline County.
Yeah, we can do that here. And so then hopefully they can take it with them.
Watching the adults be silly, which turns out as you get older, you don't have to become more
so
uptight.
So serious, yes.
In fact, you can become less uptight. It's as soon as you get that AARP card, you can do anything, my friends. People will allow it. They will allow you on a microphone. You can have fun at the polar bear plunge. And young people seeing us lead the way. Especially the biggest scarcity in the market, you make money by getting things that are scarce. I'll tell you what's scarce right now. It's positive affirmations,
laughter,
power of possibilities. Yeah. Somebody who will light up the room, and all these kids light up a room. When I'm interviewing them for the costume contest, I'm laughing louder than anybody because their lines are always better than mine. And you know, if we can be the examples of eternal youth through optimism, and if that optimism grows, that is the rare fun. Yes. You think the price of gold is going up? Watch the price of possibility. That's the kind of thing that I love for this. Is we're roaring back to life, and this is one of the ways we do it.
It's somewhere on YouTube. I'll have to find it and send you the link. But I mean, last year I remember I posted a video of you doing some kind of a parade. You did something where you were
with the kids.
Yeah,
you have just destroyed my plausible deniability.
I'm sure there's a video on there. It is the polar bear plunge in Caroline County. It's at Lake Landor. It's next Saturday, the 12th. Next Saturday the 12th is when that takes place. Bobby Hebert, Sharika Twiner here. We're going to take a quick break, wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning. Rappahannock YMCA are focusing, they have focused on the polar bear plunge that's coming up next weekend, the 12th, in Caroline County at Lake Landor. If you're interested in coming and being a spectator, or better yet, plunging yourself or becoming a sponsor. And Sharika Twiner with the Caroline Family YMCA, and Bobby Hebert here this morning. Sharika, to pull something off this off, you've got some sponsors, I know, that step up and help out.
First of all, you'd like to thank the Ruertons Club, Ladysmith Ruertons Club. They kind of manage the whole project. Jeff Black is instrumental in making this happen. Dave Bassett is the Ruertons president, so that organization is huge. We always are so fortunate to have our local businesses pitch in, several of the restaurants. And this year, we were so fortunate that the State Fair decided to be a corporate sponsor. So that organization reached out and donated funds that will be dispersed to all of the organizations that are plunging. All funds that come in through the companies, again, go directly back to the organizations that plunge in the community. So, again, we thank the Ruertons for being such good fosters and stewards of the funds and organizing everything. But, again, it's restaurants, it's tire shops, it's hair shops, it's the State Fair. It's just such a wide walk of sponsors that we couldn't do it without them.
It's a great, we've said it over and over again. It is just a great community event. It raises money for nonprofits in Caroline County. And if you want to support the team with the Y, you're going to be supporting Bright Beginnings.
Yes. And so, again, you can support us through plunging, donating, or, you know, when that time rolls around in the summer, we always need volunteers. So if you have it in your heart to spend a couple hours with a child, take them shopping and have lunch, we welcome your volunteer time as well.
And Captain Cold will be there on the 12th, leading us all in I don't know what.
Neither do I. And that's the part I love the best. No, it's going to be. No, when the music hits, it might be a dance challenge. I know I'm going to be asking.
When people, the beat drops, isn't that what they
say? Yes, when the beat drops. And the thing it is this is fun. This is actually so much fun. In fact, I'm getting psyched up today because it's not the manufactured fun of going to a disco. That's how old I am. I remember discos. And thank God nobody had one of these smartphones back then to catch my dancing.
Yeah.
And you'll have to go to YouTube to catch my dancing now. But it is a dance.
Yes.
This is what this is all about. It's like going to a fantastic dance. And you have no idea who's going to show up, who's going to strut their stuff, who is going to actually light up the floor. And that's what I love about these kind of community events. You don't know. Because I don't know what kind of silliness we're going to be engaged in. Serendipity is a wonderful gift. And when we plan some serendipity, now that sounds ironic, but no, we can plan for serendipity. We can say, let's show up. Our mindset is going to be, let's fill our hearts with joy. Let's freeze our toes off. Let's throw Ted Schubel into an icy lake because he promised.
He would do it.
Yeah. And during the break, Ted has figured out, we gave him a Avengers pin. He goes, this is some sort of tracker, so I can't leave the country.
Exactly.
How did he figure? I didn't think he was that smart. He's totally that smart.
I will be plunging. I will, because Sharika has taken me at my word and has not backed down an inch. So on the 12th, yes. I'll be going into Lake Landor.
And it's going to be a blast.
It's going to be a blast. We'll be making a memory. No, yes. It is. And thank you guys for coming in. This has been a great show. Bobby, thank you for what you do in the community. We, especially now that you're retired, we have many more shows ahead and conversations to be had. Sharika, thank you, too, for the Caroline Family YMCA. Again, it is a community day this Saturday at the Caroline Y, family-ymca.org. Again, the Polar Plunge is the 12th in Caroline County. Look it up. Get involved. Thank you both for what you do in the community. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Thanks
for listening. Have a great day. Stay safe.
Thanks,
we'll see you in the morning.
To Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life. Travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.